Yes, hi. We came in on the tail end and everything. We apologize, but
yeah, you better
lotion thing.
Yes,
about the lotion thing. You know, people that get ashy. We love our grease and Vaseline. Oh, I'm number one for Vaseline. And also, can you imagine? Do you know anything about lard, cooking lard?
I know that you can use it to, like, make an apple pie or something like that.
Apple
and to
pie,
cook with it?
We used to scrape hair with pot cones. And, you know, we'd be out of Vaseline back in the 60s. And
yeah.
We couldn't be ashy. We'd use that lard. You have to know how to use it. Lotion really is just... It's not cool. But then I don't have to use any of it. I only use Vaseline for one thing, because I have the softest skin in the world, and I don't have split ends. I don't comb my hair. I'm a Rasta, so I have dreads. I don't comb my hair, so I'm cool with that. But, you know, as long as people, you know, wash the bodies and whatnot, let them use what they want to and everything. A lot of times they have, phobias and whatnot. So as long as they're clean and everything, especially if they got some money. They don't have to have all the teeth if they got some money.
You have to have all your teeth?
I got all mine. Beautiful teeth.
Is that right?
Softest skin in the world. And then I don't comb my hair because I'm a Rasta. So I don't have to comb my hair, no split ends, but I do cut hair.
You're a Rasta? Are you a native Rastafarian, or, like, did you move here? Or is that just your family heritage, or what? Or are you just wearing dreads? You just choose to be one?
No. It's, being a Rasta, it's not a religion or a hairstyle or anything like that.
It's a way of life.
It's your heart. It's a state of mind and your heart. You know, because people be like, ooh, you need to let me do your hair. And I told them no more $85 hairdos for me.
Yeah.
And so it's all good and whatnot. And on top of that, who in the world is around somebody that get on their nerves that's always putting on lotion?
Me.
They need to get out from, I would think, they need to get out from around them or whatever.
Do what?
In other words, if it gets on a person's nerves, what another person does, then surely they have the choice, option, or whatever, to just move the hell on. You know,
you got it,
like
sis.
People say,
you got it.
I talk too much. Well, they need to stay out from around me. Then they won't, you know.
Yeah, I got you. Hey.
And don't.
Oh, I have to go pee, so
I gotta
pee.
You gotta pee too. I do too, darling.
Is that right? Well, I'll be thinking about you when I'm doing it.
Oh, woo! All right, then.
Talk to you later.
For your wife.
See
you.
Love you too.